Why would there be trouble? Jean wondered. The two older boys looked at her. Maybe you're too young to understand, but there just would be. And we don't want to make anybody mad. Where I used to live, Aaron added, there was a separate swimming pool just for black people. It wasn't as nice as the pool for white people. I guess it was better than nothing, though. By now, 10 or 12 people were waiting on the steps by the doors. The pool guard pushed the doors open. A warm, wet smell rushed out. Jean wrinkled her nose at the smell of chlorine. Well then, Dan said awkwardly, we'll see you around, I guess. He and Jean joined the crowd pushing through the double doors, heading for the changing rooms. The two boys watched for a minute, then turned and strolled on down the street. At dinner that evening, both Dan and Jean ate quietly. Something wrong? Asked their mother. Didn't you have fun at the pool? This was one of my afternoons to work at the library, and it was so hot there.
Maybe I'll come to the pool with you tomorrow.
Something weird happened at the pool, Dan blurted out. There were these two kids from school that I know, and they said they couldn't come into the swimming pool because black people are not allowed, and it would cause some kind of trouble. I never noticed before that there weren't any black kids at the pool. But now that I do know, it just doesn't seem fair.